like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, it's John Barrett here, the old miserable git who had the marine on the seafront. And this week's show is a little bit different. I'm just going to try it and we'll see how it goes. And what I'm going to be doing is playing... How can I explain it? What I did on a date, we went somewhere and we saw a person. Sometimes more than one person. And that's what the show's all about today. We're going to start with Jackie Leavin. And this was on the 20th of September in the year 2000. And I'll explain a bit more once he gets going. And what more can I tell you? It was a Monday night. Glenn came with me and Phil came along a bit later because I think he was working. And so, let's play some music and get it going and just see if it's a good show or not. Don't know at the moment. Here it comes. Jackie Leavin, as I said.
In a taxi in a city I knew, took a turn I didn't want him to, for I could speak I was on my way down the hill to yesterday. My old home, my old home. I couldn't tell the driver to turn around in the rush hour of a darkening town. Suddenly we passed the light where love had burned that bright. In my old home, my old home. Kingdom come, kingdom go. How that works, I just don't know. Kingdom come, kingdom go. How that works, I just don't know. Just don't know. Just don't know. The lights are on, but there's no one home. In the shopping halo, I drift along. Look in the window at the things for sale. I hear an echo in the haunted well. In my old home, my old home. Kingdom come, kingdom go. How that works, I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. Thank God I didn't see her in the kitchen, turning, laughing, talking to friends. Every heart that's ever been broken, someone somewhere starting to mend. Love without ending, my old home, my old home. Now the kitchen is cold and still, and I see tears on the windowsill. Now my heart turns upside down, the taste of sorrow in this town of towns. Magnolia blowing away, and the children no longer play. In my old home, my old. Kingdom come, kingdom go. How that works, I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. Thank God I didn't see her in the kitchen, turning, laughing, talking to friends. that's ever been broken. Someone, somewhere, starting to mend. Love without ending, my old home, my old home. In a taxi, in a city I knew, took a turn I didn't want him to. Before I could speak, I was on my way down the hill to yesterday. My old home, my old home.
Yes, we're hearing Jackie Leaving today. That's how it's starting. And the thing about Jackie, I even toured with Jackie a little bit. And there's a pub in Cardiff called the Old Arcade. And Jackie and myself, we agreed to meet in there. I forget what day of the week it was. And then we went down to, had to go to Swansea. So we met in this pub, the Old Arcade, and it was full of old men, really. It really wasn't a sort of youngsters pub at all, but it was a really good pub. And so I was talking to Jack, I said, these are really old boys in here, aren't they? And well, cut a long story short, he wrote a song all about it. And that's what you're going to hear now. And the other amusing thing about it is he mentioned me when he was talking about this song. And my wife, Suzanne, used to get really upset. And he didn't mention me at the beginning, and I thought, whoa. At the end, he did it instead. So my friend John Borrett was inspiring this song. Anyway, let's play it now and see what you think of Another Man in the Old Arcade. Won't be long.
Tell me you love me, I'm falling fast and flying low. It may look romantic, but the travel guides say it's nowhere to go. The things that hurt most are the things you simply need to know. They follow like shadows that lengthen sure as the summer goes. And I hold your picture deep inside my heart. The salt in the ocean is there because the fishes cry too. They cry for their loved ones that they see taken up into the blue. The heart can be empty of all the mortal plans we make. Please don't you make me another man in the old arcade. And I hold your picture deep inside my heart. And I could still walk away from this love. At least that's what I told myself today. Cause I don't want to live the brokenhearted life. How could I ever tear myself away? And hold your picture deep inside my heart. I've walked away from fighting with you. I turn from the anger and tell myself it's the way of the blues. But lately I passed you a glass of wine and I saw you anew. Please don't you make me write your name in my old shoes. And I hold your picture deep inside my heart. And I could still walk away from this love. At least that's what I told myself today. 'Cause I don't want to live the brokenhearted life. How could I ever tear myself away? And I could still walk away from this love. At least that's what I told myself today. 'Cause I don't want to live the brokenhearted life. How could I ever tear myself away? And hold your picture deep inside my heart.
This on their jukebox. All About the Old Arcade. It's, as I say, it's a pub in Cardiff. And we're going to have one more Jackie Devon track, and then we'll talk about the other people I saw that night as well. Anyway, here he comes again.
Turn and say, I'm gonna walk.
So that's my little bit of Jackie Leaven. Now, of course, I went to see this show, and it was advertised, I'm pretty certain, as a Scotsman, who's just Jackie, an Englishman, who's the next person we're going to hear, and an Irishman. And we'll have a chat by both of these two next. And the first one is the Englishman, and he didn't record this at the time. Tragically, he did it on a Jackie Leaven tribute years after Jackie died. And my wife really likes this one. It is a bit sad, and I've played it a couple of times before, but it's Michael Weston King you're going to hear now, and I haven't got anything else by him at all. I think Jackie even produced an LP for him, which I think I've got somewhere on CD, on a mini disc, but I can't remember where I put it. So we shall now play, what's it called? Let me have a quick look here a minute. It's Michael Weston King, as I said to you already, and it's called, The Final Rule. Yes, it's a very sad song actually, but it's a really good one. And I say, we saw him, first time I ever saw him was on the 20th of the 9th, 2000. Of course, I know all this because I have to take my word for it, but I promise you, they did do this gig, and he was the Englishman, Michael Weston King. Here he comes now.
I called you from the river's edge as the autumn leaves turn yellow. I stood beside your bonny banks where the cold night's lilies grow. And although you were just weeks away, you caused a smile upon my face. Roaring, roving vagabond, you tall story-telling vagabond, you rambling, charming vagabond, my friend. The line went dead, the signal lost. I felt a shiver deep inside as I walked on over your heels. It was with a sense of pride that we had known each other so and journeyed song in hand. Tall storytelling vagabond, you ramble, charming vagabond, my friend. Now the trumpet have all faded out and the final reel's been shown. You taught me the ways of the drinking man, now I must drink alone. But I'll play the halls we knew so well, and I'll sing the song we cried,
the song
till I join you in the devil's choir. Your voice will never die. Your voice will never die. Oh, you roaring, roving vagabond, you tall storytelling vagabond, you rambling, charming vagabond, my vagabond, you rambling, charming vagabond, my friend, my friend. Saturday's the only day that I feel safe. It's the only day that I feel safe.
Michael Weston King we had on there, and as I say, there are three people on. The Irishman is the one we're going to finish with now, Andy White, and Andy White actually played at Pines Bar, that's right, and I met Andy White a few years later, as I explained it all to him, and he was quite impressed about the fact that Jackie invited me up to his recordings and everything. Andy White was a nice chap. I didn't think too much of him on the night I saw him, but he's turned into a very good chap. And what I'm going to do now, it's quite a long track you're going to hear now. It's all about travelling. And I won't tell you any more. Just have a listen now. And as I tell you, I'll record it again at the beginning. The 20th of September in the year 2000. Mr. Andy White. Here he comes.
It's the night before the tour begins, and I've managed to convince myself yet again that there will be time to pack, either after midnight tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. I'll stay up all night because A, I won't be able to sleep anyway, and B, I'll be sitting in a plane, drinking wine and watching movies from mid-afternoon tomorrow, flying over time zones for 22 hours before stumbling out to gasp in lungfuls of cold, early morning Heathrow air. I moved to Melbourne 6 years ago, but travelling back to Europe isn't getting any less exciting or any less unsettling. The night before the tour, when you're living in Australia, is an extra scary leap into the unknown. I'm going halfway around the world for at least a month, armed with an acoustic guitar, email promises of concerts, and a bag so heavy it's currently showing up on Google Earth as a small island. My body is washed and, for the moment, relatively unwasted. My clothes have been thrown into the bag as an afterthought. There are new strings on my guitar, all batteries charged. A few hours later, I know this can't last. As the fourth small bottle of throwaway Shiraz hits the spot, and I try to focus on a 2-inch high Julia Roberts undressing for bed on the back of the seat in front of me. There's no turning back to get that other guitar as we inch across Turkmenistan on the in-flight map. No one can tell me how the shows are going to go or how much I'm going to earn. It's like Kerouac with excess luggage. It's like going to sea with fewer chicks. More realistically, it's like a solo rock and roll Babylon set in a dressing room where they've forgotten the sandwiches. In a couple of months' time, the seat of my pants will have been flown so hard that I should have enough air miles to get me home again. I always start off by heading into a different season, and it's written in stone that wherever my final destination is, I'll arrive in Heathrow Airport at 5 a.m. This is precisely the moment when I regret staying up all of the night before the tour. This is when my thoughts turn to my constant travelling companion, lurking dark and broodingly magnificent on the floor of the underground train beside me, the bag. The tube rattles through all the Hounslows as I fall into a troubled half-sleep. In my dream, I see the bag hurtling down the chute onto the baggage carousel and then careering out of control, crashing onto the floor in front of me. Wheel chipped, handle ripped, 70 pounds of tour life on the road is sitting right there, panting and heaving. The scene shifts to an Alaskan airport where I can see a small propeller plane trying to make an emergency landing. Its front tire is headed straight for the bag, which is lying abandoned on the runway. My clothes, notes, cables, plugs, sockets and strings are all in imminent danger. I run through the security line and dive for the bag, hauling its sorry ass out of the way of the North by Northwest style plane before the flying relic mangles itself on this hulking piece of overgrown luggage. I'm dragging the bag down 10 flights of perpendicular New York brownstone stairs. It's so heavy, it must be early in the tour. I curse the
bag and swear I'll go acoustic. Acoustic without a change of clothes. I slam the bag down on the sidewalk, cracking a paving stone. Walking away from it to hail a cab, I stare up at the sun and sob with joy. I'm home at last. On the road. The dream fades.
Let me tell you about the bag. I'm sitting at a desk in an Italian hotel room. Chatline advertisements flicker silently on the TV suspended from the ceiling above me. It's 2 a.m. with the Padovan air conditioning on, i.e. the window is open. The bed is dressed in orange and the bag has spilled its contents onto the lino floor. Chrissy Hynde sings Stand By Me and the TV girls twist and pout, looking like they're enjoying it. I'm trying to read the inscription on a diagram of a leaf stuck on the desk's top as the girls come to a climax of sorts. I've tried unsuccessfully to hide the bag in a cupboard. It remained in there for less than 3 minutes. This is because whatever I need on tour will inevitably come out of the bag. Indeed, it will be hidden at the very bottom of the bag. So its entire contents will have to come out first. In accordance with the seventh rule of the rules of the bag. Rules of the bag. 1. Never unpack. Bring as few clothes as possible. If you only remember one rule, let it be this one. 2. Forget your friends. None of them will want to help you carry the bag. Your friends would rather carry everything else you own. They would rather carry your mum while she is sitting in her car. 3. You will not be able to cleverly jump the bag up onto curbs. Walk on the road. Fear not, no mechanised vehicle will survive impact with the bag. 4. Prepare an airline check-in strategy for the bag, perhaps involving a Harry Potter cloak of invisibility. 5. Dream of returning the bag to its maker after racking up a million miles service and receiving a new one free of charge. Subsequently feature in the company's magazine advertisements. This is a delusion, but may help get you through a nasty cobbled Scandinavian street or two. 6. Make use of all hotel trolleys. Pity the poor bellboy who tries to help you. He'll soon give up. Since no tip is big enough to warrant wrestling with the bag. 7. Whatever you want from the bag will be at the bottom of the bag, never at the top. 8. Care for the wheels. Oil the wheels. Love the wheels. Without the wheels, you are literally in deep shit. The night before the tour is also about closing my eyes and leaping off a cliff. Every concert for a 21st century troubadour is unpredictable. You might play in front of a huge number of people in a tiny room or a vast and empty hall. The opposite of what happened last time will happen this time, or not. You might make money one night playing in front of hardly anyone. Next night there's a queue outside the venue, and after a sold-out show, you walk away with nothing but the holes in your pockets. Folk singers and troubadours are the bandits and beat poets of our age. Touring when you're in U2 has nothing to do with Woody Guthrie or Sal Paradise. It's a corporate trip, a presidential campaign. Sure, that's a lot of fun. Like being a Formula One driver or Linda Evangelista must be fun. But it isn't about jumping boxcars or trying to hire a car from a Lithuanian on the Fulham Road in the rain. We troubadours talk to people who don't want to talk to us. You two never do. We hitchhike, walk and take buses, coaches and trains, drive hundreds of miles to gigs, play for an hour and then drive hundreds of miles back again. We eat in motorway service stations and always take the cheapest hotel room. When we ask directions, no one knows who we are, and for us, every street has a name, everywhere. It's just a question of finding out which one the venue's in or where the hotel is after the show. It's this leap into the dark, this uncertainty, which makes you wonder 1,000 times what you're doing getting into an aeroplane, with very little idea of what will happen after you arrive and you take that first tube journey into London. Austerlitz Station is about as far as you can predict. If you can keep going until you're stepping out on the Gran Via in Madrid, that's when you've made the leap and know you've survived in style. I try to remember to print out some kind of schedule. I look at my laptop and tell myself I won't bring it. I bring it. A phone is good. Most importantly, I select a pair of second best shades, knowing I'll sit on them within a week and have to find another pair in some godforsaken truck stop in Kansas, where looking at yourself in a mirror is regarded as an open admission of homosexuality. So remember, dear listener, rock and roll is all about two things: being able to pack the bag and booking cheap flights. So if you ever bump into a 21st century troubadour on the road, don't ask him if he's met Bono. Just point him towards somewhere he can get a good coffee, and he'll be the happiest guy you'll ever meet. Tell him I sent you.
Right, that was Mr. Andy White, and he was the Irishman. Michael Weston King, that's right, was the Scotsman. No, he wasn't. He was the Englishman. And Jackie Devon was the Scotsman. That's the three we've had so far today. Now, with that in mind, I thought, what can I play next? And I thought, I'm going to sort of have a theme here a bit. And so we've just had that track all by Andy White, all about travelling. And I thought, I remember, there's a Tom Russell one did this. And I saw Tom Russell on the 28th. Yes, the 28th of March in 2019. Quite recent one, this one. I even did an interview with him, but we won't do that one now because he was on the floating boat. So let's just go straight into some Tom Russell tracks. And this is the first one. And again, this is all about touring. There's nothing else to it, but it's quite amusing. Here he comes. Any second now.
Somewhere north of London, the traffic's backed up for hours. The driver starts to cough and bad. The guitar player's wine's gone sour. He cries, my cheap room was so cold last night, I've almost had enough. Nadine turns to me and said, oh gee boys, now's when the road turns rough. Bring on that rock and roll, a little folk, a little ragtime soul. Then sing a ballad now, then rip one wild and loud. Come on baby, pack our stuff, let's find out if we're tough enough. Let's go out and call their bluff to the brood. You earn your pay on those 8-hour drives, bad hotels and dodgy food. The straight folks say ain't that romantic, boys, but ain't that traveling tough. Hey, the alternatives ain't so attractive, ma'am, bring on the road so rough. Bring on the rock and roll, a little folk, a little ragtime soul. Then sing about it now, then rip one wild and loud. Come on baby, pack our stuff, let's find out if we're tough enough. Let's go out and call their bluff down every road that's rough. Somewhere
Holly Hill. We stopped at the Brigands Inn. Those wild green hills of Wales, where the brigands killed three men. Old war stories, beer and fish and chips, in a life lived off the cuff. When the magic outweighs the difficult days, bring on the road that's rough. Bring on that rock and roll. A little folk, a little ragtime soul. Then sing a ballad now. Then rip one wild and loud. Come on, baby, pack our stuff. Let's find out if we're tough enough. Let's go out and call them.
We've got Tom Russell on now. I met him in the floating boat in Bristol, and this is a track all about Bristol now. Here it comes.
Voy a cantar un corrido about me and Buffalo Bill. A song from my bones in a graveyard in Bristol, neath an unmarked grave on the hill. We crossed the great waters a long time ago, with cowboys and wild buffalo.
Oi.
Two shows a day for the folks of old England in a thing called a Wild West Show. Aye, 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 hang and rattle, amigos. Spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a bronc into town, get drunk on their strong English beer.
Wow.
Shouting Isidore Gonzalez is here. On the last matinee, on the final day, my bronco, he fell on his side. I tried to roll clear, but he kicked my right ear. Then he rolled on me twice and I died. Now it's a long, long way from Monterey, Mexico, to a cemetery on a far Bristol hill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigos, and I rode Bronx for Buffalo Bill. Ay, 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 hang and rattle, caballeros. Spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town, get drunk on their strong English beer.
Ah!
Shouting Isidore Gonzalez is here. Well, they laid my bones in old Bristol, England, neath an unmarked granite gravestone. Me pistolas in their museo, boys. They buried my boots with my bones. Now I flew as a raven to Monterrey, Mexico, where I'm perched on my old windowsill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigo, and I rode with Buffalo Bill. Ay, 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 hanging rattle, caballero. Spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town, get drunk on their strong English beer. Crying Isidore Gonzalez is here. Isidore Gonzalez is here. Isidore Gonzalez is here.
Tom Russell, we're hearing. We're going to have one more track by him, and then we should go on to somebody else. This is the total
and
track.
And the freight trains still roll with their cannonball soul from Chicago to the stockyards of Fort Worth, all the way out to Frisco's end of land sadness, October in the railroad earth, October in the railroad earth. Jack Kerouac getting high on a fifth of cheap Tokay, Skid Row Alley, Howard and Third. His shadow on the shades near the Southern Pacific Station, October in the railroad earth. Old bums with tattoos from Singapore, boxcars, iron wheels giving birth. Flophouse afternoons of old warped wood America, October in the railroad earth. Out where the freight trains still roll with their cannonballs, so Chicago to the stockyards of Fort Worth, all the way out to Frisco and that in the land sadness, October in the railroad earth. October in the railroad earth. Jack's Bible on his desk near the peanut butter jar, his notebook with those beat poetic words, raisin bread and oatmeal, coffee on a hot plate, October in the railroad earth. Jack hits the morning alley with his brakeman's lantern, stares at a hooker in a polka dotted skirt, 3 eggs for a dime and that lumberjack stew, October in the railroad. October in the railroad earth. What's that thing called fame really worth? Light a candle for his soul in some old Mexican church. October in the railroad earth. Guitar. Out in Big Sur, up in Ferlinghetti's cabin, tries to hitchhike, but drivers swerve and curse. His wife is taking him sewing to pay his bills and his bar tab. October in the railroad earth. Jack is gone in October, $62 in the bank, and he's buried near the place of his birth. Getting beat up outside of bars and passing out in cars, he left his blood soaked in the railroad earth. October in the railroad earth. What's that thing called fame really worth? Light a candle for his soul in some old Mexicali church. October in the railroad earth. Out where the freight trains still roll with their cannonball soul, Chicago to the stockyards of Fort Worth, all the way out to Frisco and that in the land sadness, October in the railroad, October in the railroad. On the road, Dharma bumps, Tristeza, visions of Cody, Mexico City blues, Big Sur, Book of Dreams, Dr. Sachs, Lonesome Traveler, some of the dogs, October in the railroad. Desolation Angels, Visions of Gerard, Town in the City, Subterraneans, Big Sur, Visions of Cody, the hippos were boiled in their tanks, yeah, October in the railroad. Desolation Angels, Visions of Gerard, the Town and the City, the Subterraneans,
seconds. Visions of coke.
Mr. Tom Russell, we've just been having on there, and we're going to do one more person today. It's going to be a. Hang on, just checking. I've stopped it. Yeah, it's Fountains of Wayne. Now, I saw Fountains of Wayne with Philip, I'm pretty certain, on the 9th of November 2011, and they were at Scala. And the Scala is an interesting place. It's just outside of King's Cross, and there's a little pub we went in there, and it was interesting anyway. And you can ask Phil all about it. But the other thing about Fountains of Wayne, Phil used to be in a band before we came even to Sidmouth. They were called Vinnie, and I got them interested in playing a few Fountains of Wayne, and that's what we're going to hear now. Most of them are sort of quite old ones, but they're really good, and I hope you enjoy them as well. So I'll just press this button, and we should start. Anything on there? Here we go. Here it comes again, Fountains of Wayne. One of the tracks that they used to do, Sink to the Bottom, Fountains of Wayne.
I wanna sink to the bottom with you. I wanna sink to the bottom with you.
sink to the bottom with you. Cars on the highway, planes in the air.
Phantoms of Wayne Mahiri. They were at the Scala back in 2011.
Joe Ray's gonna linger. Joe
Yeah, it's going to bring me to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It's something a bit different today, wasn't it? Yes, I hope it was okay. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I'm just trying to check what's going on here now. Yes, it's I'll just have to pause that and push it back. And it should go. Yes, it will. That's right. Sorry about that. Yes, what was I saying? It's proper community radio, isn't it, Sidmouth? It's really good for that. We play what we hope you will like, but we don't gushingly say everything's brilliant or anything like that. Just because the computer says it's brilliant doesn't mean I think it is. And I do to say, I often say, hope you enjoyed the show, and I really mean it. And on that high note or low note, whichever way we look at it, we'll give you all the information about Sid Valley Radio. I got to press that button up there. And thank you once again. Here it comes now.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.